Farmer of Hearts, Day 34. The Greatest Love Story Ever Told. Father Giovanni Giampietro said, "In spreading the gospel, we can't simply be a storyteller. We ought to become the story itself." On day 29 and day 31, we talked about the importance of being a witness to Christ whenever we attempt to draw others to Him. In spreading God's word, we ought to proclaim others the very core of the gospel message, our salvation through Jesus Christ. This is the heart of the greatest love story. And this love story ought to extend to us personally. We should become part of the story, an extension of the love story of Christ that saves and shapes our own, and thus our own personal stories. We need to witness how God is loving us and working in our lives, and how He becomes the source of our hope, especially at times when things seem to go wrong. To be effective, we need to be a joyful witness. Don't underestimate the power of being joyful when witnessing to Christ. It is contagious, and it can effectively draw more people to Him. And this joy comes from nowhere but a true encounter with Christ. André Renier, the founder of Catholic Christian Outreach, wrote, "We can't give what we don't have." When we consider the mission of the Church to bring Christ to the world, we'll be silent unless we have personal knowledge and experience of a living God. We need to take every opportunity in our lives to encounter Jesus. Be assured that it is not a rare experience, nor is it only for the holy and religious ones. If it is Jesus' desire to seek us out, we should know that He is taking every opportunity to encounter us personally. It is our turn to say yes to this invitation. André Renier also wrote, "A compelling testimony draws people to meet Jesus for themselves, and then go back to bring others. A person's witness to how God has impacted their life can revive a listener's failing faith. The message people hear is that God is alive and active, and they are given hope that they too might encounter God. A testimony can map out a pathway for conversion." Creating a dotted line, a pathway, between others and the greatest love story is our job as Christians, and we need to be equipped with a compelling testimony of our own. Using the story of the Samaritan woman at the well once again, many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in Him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to Him, they invited Him to stay with them, and He stayed there 2 days. The compelling story of the Samaritan woman drew many to come and see, and they were so attracted to Jesus that they wanted Him to stay with them. And there, the dotted line became a solid line, the beginning of another love relationship, and an extension of the original love story. The story continues in the Gospel of John, and it says, "Many more began to believe in Him because of His word, and they said to the woman, 'We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world.'" Telling our own stories is a risky business, it is, but it is our call as Christians to use this God-given talent, this most effective means, to tell the world of His love. it is now our decision to choose proclaiming God through our personal witness or to choose protecting ourselves. Reflection. Am I eager to share God's love story in me with others? If not, what is preventing me from doing so? Today's prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing me to experience your deep and personal love for me. Let your love within me overflow to others, making me a conduit of your holy love to the world. As my response to your invitation, Lord, I desire to encounter you in all things, to feel your presence in every person that I meet, and to become your image to others. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.